Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily, where we cut through the noise to bring you the most important cybersecurity insights. Today, we're taking a deep dive into three recent events that, well, they really show just how vulnerable our systems can be.
Yeah, even in sectors we think of as really secure.
Exactly. And to help us break down these stories and really understand what they mean, we've got our expert guide here with us.
Glad to be here. I think these stories are a pretty stark reminder that cybersecurity is a constant race, always trying to stay ahead of those evolving threats.
Okay, so let's jump right in. Our first story, it's one that hits close to home for a lot of us, healthcare. Ascension Health, which is a major healthcare network, they recently disclosed a ransomware attack, and it affected a huge number of patients, 5.6 million.
Wow, that's a massive number. It really shows you just how much cybercriminals are targeting healthcare organizations. I mean, they're a goldmine, right? Medical records, financial info, social security numbers, it's all there.
And what's even scarier is that this attack, it's being blamed on the Black Basta Group. And it wasn't just a quick in-and-out job. They were actually inside Ascension Health systems for months, completely undetected.
Yeah, that's how these modern ransomware groups work now. They're patient, persistent, and they're getting better and better at hiding. It's not just about encrypting data and getting a ransom anymore. They want to steal it, too, which gives them even more power.
That's like a game of cat and mouse, but the mouse is winning this time.
And the consequences, they were serious. Systems went down. Staff had to go back to paper charts. Imagine trying to run a major hospital network on paper in this day and age, coordinating care, managing medications, tracking lab results.
It's a logistical nightmare, and it really shows how much we depend on digital systems in healthcare these days.
Mm-hmm.
What's even more concerning is that this attack had actually happened way back in February, but they didn't find it until May.
Yeah, that delayed discovery, it's a big red flag. It tells you these attacks are designed to be stealthy, to blend in with normal activity. It really makes you question how effective those traditional security tools are, and if we need more advanced threat detection.
Definitely a wake-up call for healthcare organizations and, honestly, any organization that holds sensitive data. So which specific systems were affected in this Ascension Health attack?
Pretty much everything, you name it. Electronic health records, lab systems, surgical systems, even the systems they use to dispense medications. And because they're all connected, once attackers get into one, they can move around and compromise the whole network.
Like a domino effect. One falls, they all fall. What are the experts saying about how organizations can protect themselves from attacks like this?
They're all emphasizing that layered security is key, starting with the basics, strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, keeping software up to date, and making sure everyone knows about security best practices. But they're also saying we need more than just the basics now.
What kind of things are we talking about?
Things like real-time threat detection and automated responses. You need systems that can analyze massive amounts of data, spot anything unusual, and then automatically contain threats before they spread.
So you can't just build a wall around your data anymore. You need guards on the inside who can see what's happening and react quickly.
Exactly. And those guards need the right tools and information to be effective at identifying and neutralizing threats. We can't just rely on old school antivirus and manual incident response anymore.
This all sounds very complicated and I bet expensive.
It can be, but the cost of a breach is way higher, both financially and for your reputation. Investing in cybersecurity isn't optional anymore, it's essential.
I think the Ascension Health attack proves that point perfectly.
Absolutely. It shows just how important proactive security measures are, how we need to be constantly on guard, and that no organization, no matter how big or well-protected, is immune.
Lots to think about, for sure. On that slightly unsettling note, let's move on to our second story, which takes us into the world of open source software and how it affects those content delivery networks.
Right. This one's about a critical vulnerability that was found in Apache Traffic Control. It's an open source platform that's used all over the place to manage how web content is delivered.
So this is like the backbone of the internet, right? Helps make sure websites load quickly for everyone.
That's a good way to put it. And this vulnerability, it's called CVE-2024-45387. And it basically lets attackers inject harmful SQL commands, which could give them unauthorized access to sensitive data.
Okay, I'm going to need you to explain that a bit more. What exactly is SQL injection and how does it actually work? I know it's a common attack, but I'm not sure I fully get it.
Sure. Think of SQL injection like a hacker skeleton key. They use it to bypass your website security and go right for the valuable data stored in the database. They do this by messing with the input fields on a website to sneak in malicious SQL code. And then the database executes that code, which could give the attackers control over all sorts of sensitive information.
So they're tricking the system into giving up its secrets.
Exactly. And with this Apache traffic control vulnerability, they could potentially take control of entire content delivery networks. Imagine the chaos that could cause: websites crashing, data getting corrupted, even malicious content being injected onto legitimate sites.
It's mind-blowing that a single vulnerability in one piece of software could have such a huge impact.
Yeah, that's the reality of how interconnected everything is online. One weak spot can create a ripple effect across the entire ecosystem. And this vulnerability is especially worrying because Apache traffic control is used so widely.
So what's being done about it?
Well, the good news is there's a patch available to fix the vulnerability. Security researchers are urging anyone using Apache traffic control to update their systems right away.
But I'm guessing that's not always easy.
Unfortunately not. Patching can be complicated and time-consuming, especially for larger organizations with complex IT systems. And sometimes there are compatibility problems or other technical issues that stop organizations from patching immediately.
So even when there's a fix, there's still a window of opportunity for attackers.
Exactly. And the attackers know this. They're constantly scanning the internet, looking for systems that haven't been patched and exploiting them before anyone can fix them.
It's a constant race against time. And this isn't just a problem for big tech companies, right? How could this vulnerability affect everyday internet users like me?
Well, think about how much we rely on those content delivery networks every day to access websites, stream videos, download software, pretty much everything online. If a CDN is compromised, it could cause all sorts of disruptions. Websites might become slow or stop responding, content could get corrupted or disappear, and attackers could even sneak malicious content onto legitimate websites, which could expose users to malware or phishing scams.
So what seems like a technical issue in the background could have a real impact on our daily lives.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity isn't just an IT issue anymore. It affects us all. And it's something we all need to be aware of and take steps to protect ourselves from.
Very true. Now let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture of cybersecurity. Our final story today is about how data disclosures and those evolving regulations are changing the compliance landscape in 2024.
This has been a year of major changes in regulations, especially when it comes to disclosing data breaches. The SEC, for example, has introduced new rules that are forcing organizations to be more transparent and respond faster after a cyber incident.
So companies can't just sweep these incidents under the rug anymore.
Not really, no. These new regulations have tightened the rules on when and what organizations have to disclose after a cyber incident. The goal is to increase transparency and let other companies learn from these incidents so they can protect themselves. These new rules are really impacting how organizations respond to incidents and disclose ransomware attacks.
Sounds like a much-needed step towards more accountability.
Yeah.
How are companies reacting to these tougher regulations?
Well, a lot of them are scrambling to get their incident response plans in order and making sure they have the processes in place to meet these new reporting requirements. And we're seeing a huge increase in demand for cybersecurity insurance as companies look for ways to cover the costs of responding to breaches and those potential fines. But even insurance companies are getting stricter with their requirements and raising premiums because, well, the risk of cyber attacks just keeps going up.
So it's a chain reaction. Everyone's feeling the pressure to up their cybersecurity game.
Exactly. And this pressure is coming from all sides. Regulators, customers, even investors who are more and more worried about the financial and reputational risks of cyber attacks.
Speaking of which, that CrowdStrike outage back in July really shook things up. It showed just how much we depend on these endpoint security providers.
Yeah, that outage was a big wake-up call for a lot of organizations that rely on endpoint security solutions to protect their systems. It caused major disruptions and has led to calls for stricter regulations on these providers, given how crucial they are to modern networks.
It's almost too ironic, a security company having a security outage.
Right. But it really highlights that no system is perfect, and even the most trusted providers can be vulnerable. It reminds us that we need backup plans and to be ready for the unexpected.
We need to build systems that can handle attacks and outages. Systems that keep working even when things go wrong.
Absolutely. And that takes a comprehensive approach to cybersecurity, one that includes the technology, the processes, and the people. We need to think about security at every level of the organization and be prepared for a wide range of threats.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive. From healthcare breaches and software vulnerabilities to the changing regulatory landscape It's clear that cybersecurity is a complex and constantly shifting field.
It definitely is, and it's something we all need to be aware of and take steps to protect ourselves from. Whether you're an individual user, a business owner, or a government agency, cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility.
We'll continue exploring this important topic in part two of our deep dive, coming up after a short break. Stay tuned.
So while individual companies are dealing with these attacks and vulnerabilities, the regulations are also changing in a big way. We talked about those new SEC rules for disclosing data incidents, but there are other things happening that are really shaking up the whole cybersecurity compliance landscape.
Like what? What else is going on with regulations?
Well, one of the biggest things this year has been the Pentagon updating its Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, or CMMC. They're trying to simplify the cybersecurity requirements for contractors, which is a big deal when you think about how many contractors the Pentagon works with and how sensitive their work is.
The defense industry handles some of the most sensitive information out there, so any improvements to their cybersecurity are definitely a good thing.
Ooh.
What was wrong with the old version of the CMMC?
It was really complex, and a lot of people thought it was too burdensome, especially for smaller companies. There were 5 different levels of certification, each with a ton of requirements. A lot of companies just didn't have the resources or the expertise to meet them.
So it sounds like the update is trying to make it easier for companies to comply without sacrificing security.
Exactly. The new CNMC only has 3 levels, and the requirements are much clearer and more aligned with industry best practices. The hope is that this will make it easier for contractors to understand what they need to do to protect their systems and data, and ultimately make the whole defense industry more secure.
Makes sense. Simplifying the process should make companies more likely to actually follow the rules.
Yeah.
But what about enforcement? How will the Pentagon actually make sure contractors are meeting these new standards?
That's a great question, and they're still working out the details. There's been talk of third-party assessments and audits, but nothing's finalized yet. The key is going to be finding that balance between ensuring compliance and not burying contractors in paperwork.
It's a tough balance. You want to raise the bar for security, but you don't want to stifle innovation or create unnecessary burdens, especially for smaller businesses.
Right, and that's where proportionality comes in. The level of security required should depend on the level of risk involved. A small company that handles low-risk data shouldn't have to meet the same strict requirements as a huge defense contractor working with top-secret information.
It's all about finding that sweet spot between security and practicality.
Exactly. And that's a challenge everyone's facing, not just the defense industry. The regulations are changing all the time, and companies need to be able to adapt quickly.
And speaking of accountability, we can't forget about those increased fines companies are getting hit with for data breaches. We talked about GEICO and Travelers Insurance, but there have been a bunch of other high-profile cases this year where companies have had to pay huge fines for failing to protect customer data.
Yeah, those fines are definitely getting people's attention, and they're sending a clear message that cybersecurity failures have real consequences. It's not just about protecting data anymore, it's about protecting your bottom line. Regulators are getting serious, and companies are finally starting to realize it.
Seems like the days of getting a slap on the wrist for bad security practices are over.
They are. And that's a good thing. We need to create a culture where organizations understand that protecting data isn't just a legal requirement, it's the right thing to do. It's about respecting your customers' privacy and security and doing everything you can to keep their information safe.
It's not just about avoiding fines. It's about building trust and keeping a good reputation.
Exactly. A data breach can seriously damage a company's reputation and make customers lose trust. In today's digital world, trust is everything, and cybersecurity is essential for building and keeping that trust.
So it's not just about ticking the boxes for compliance, it's about doing what's right.
Precisely. And that's something every organization needs to remember as they try to navigate this ever-changing world of cybersecurity.
We've talked a lot about the threats and vulnerabilities companies are facing, but I'm curious about the attackers themselves. Who are these people, and what are they after?
That's a tough question, and there's no simple answer. The threat landscape is very diverse, from nation-states engaging in espionage and cyber warfare to organized crime groups motivated by profit, and even hacktivists with ideological or political goals.
So it's not just a bunch of teenagers in their basements anymore.
Not even close. Cybercrime has become a sophisticated, lucrative industry. Attackers are using advanced tools and techniques to target organizations of all sizes across every sector, and their motives are just as varied. Some just want to make a quick buck, while others are engaged in long-term espionage campaigns or trying to disrupt critical infrastructure.
Sounds like a real cat-and-mouse game between the attackers and the defenders.
It is, and it often feels like the attackers are always a step ahead. They're constantly coming up with new ways to exploit vulnerabilities and avoid detection. It's a constant arms race, and the defenders have to be constantly adapting to keep up.
Speaking of adapting, sure. I'm curious to get your thoughts on that CrowdStrike outage back in July. It really highlighted how crucial those endpoint security providers are in today's networks. But it also raised some serious questions about their own security practices.
Yeah, that outage was a wake-up call for a lot of organizations that rely on endpoint security to protect their systems. It caused major disruptions and led to calls for tougher regulations on these providers, considering how important they are to modern networks.
It was almost ironic, a security company having a security outage.
It definitely was, but it shows that no system is perfect, even the ones we trust the most. It reminds us that we need to have backups and be prepared for anything.
So what can organizations do to minimize the risk of relying on these third-party security providers? Is it even possible to eliminate that risk completely?
It's tough to eliminate the risk completely, but there are things organizations can do to reduce it. For example, they can diversify their security solutions by using multiple providers for different parts of their security setup. That way, if one provider has problems, the others can still provide some protection.
So don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Organizations should also really vet their security providers, looking at their track record, their security practices, and how they handle incidents. Ask the tough questions and make sure they're taking security as seriously as you are.
Makes sense. You wouldn't just trust anyone with your physical security, so why would you do that with your cybersecurity? It's all about due diligence.
Absolutely. And it's about having a plan in case your security provider does have an outage or a breach. How will you keep operating? How will you protect your data? These are things every organization needs to think about.
We've covered a lot today, from ransomware attacks and software vulnerabilities to changing regulations and the role of security providers. It's a complex and ever-changing world, and it can feel overwhelming to stay on top of it all.
It definitely can. But the important thing to remember is that cybersecurity isn't just an IT problem. It's a business problem, a societal problem, and ultimately a human problem. We all have a role to play in making the digital world more secure.
And with that in mind, let's move on to our final segment, where we'll delve deeper into the human side of cybersecurity.
Looking forward to it. After all, humans are both the weakest link and the strongest asset in cybersecurity.
Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. We've spent the last two segments really diving into this complex world of cybersecurity, talking about specific vulnerabilities, those broader regulatory changes that are happening. It's a lot to take in. Honestly, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed.
I get it. It's easy to get lost in all the technical stuff and those constant headlines about breaches and vulnerabilities. But like we've been saying throughout this deep dive, cybersecurity, it's ultimately a human issue.
You've said that a few times now, and I'm really curious, what exactly do you mean by that, cybersecurity being a human issue?
Well, on the one hand, we humans, we're often the weakest link in the whole chain. We make mistakes, click on phishing links, fall for those scams, use weak passwords. Sometimes we just don't follow those basic security rules. And all of that, it creates openings that attackers can use.
So we're kind of our own worst enemy.
Sometimes, yeah. But on the other hand, we're also the key to making the digital world more secure. We can learn, we adapt, we can come up with solutions to these really complex problems.
So it's not all doom and gloom then?
Definitely not. It's important to recognize the risks, but we also have to focus on that human ingenuity, our ability to solve problems. Cybersecurity, it's not just about the tech, it's about people, understanding how they behave, and building a culture of security where everyone can make good choices.
That makes sense. We've talked about security awareness training, but it sounds like it's more than just teaching people about the latest phishing tricks. It's about making security everyone's job.
Exactly. It's about creating an environment where people feel comfortable reporting anything suspicious, where they understand why strong passwords and multi-factor authentication are so important, where they're always thinking about protecting themselves and their data.
And that doesn't happen overnight, right? Building that kind of culture takes time.
It does, but it's worth it. A strong security culture, it's one of the best defenses against those attacks.
And it's not just about companies, is it? Individuals need to be responsible for their own cybersecurity, too.
Absolutely. Everyone has a part to play in making things more secure. We have to be careful about what we do online, what information we share, and we need to be proactive about protecting our devices and accounts.
So it's about being proactive, being informed, not just reacting out of fear.
Exactly. Knowledge is power. The more we understand about cybersecurity, the better we can protect ourselves and our data.
Well, we've covered an incredible amount in this deep dive. We talked about specific technical vulnerabilities, those big regulatory changes, and the critical role that humans play in all of this. We've really explored it all.
It's been a great overview of where we stand in cybersecurity right now. I hope it's helped our listeners understand the challenges, but also the opportunities in this constantly changing field.
I want to thank you for being our expert guide today, for sharing all your knowledge with us.
Happy to do it. I love talking about cybersecurity, and I hope our conversation has been informative and interesting for everyone listening.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us for this Cyber Mornings Daily Deep Dive. We hope you found it valuable. Remember, cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay safe online. This has been Cyber Mornings Daily, your daily dose of the most important cybersecurity news. We'll be back tomorrow with more insights and analysis. Until then, stay secure.